First things first, 9 people were shot, 3 people fatally at a Philly block party. Check it out.
Philadelphia police say about 100 people were attending some sort of block party early this morning when multiple shooters started firing. We are told innocent bystanders were among those injured.
Besides a few scattered strands of police tape, life is mostly back to normal today along the block that was the scene of the city's latest mass shooting.
At this point, we know that at least 9 persons were shot. All of them appear to be males.
Well, I like the verbiage.
And all appear to be adults.
Philadelphia police say
maybe a lot of the women, maybe there's always going to be more women than there are men inside of the United States of America, because men are constantly, or young boys that's in the hood are constantly killing each other.
Of the 9 shot, 3 were killed. All of the victims are between the ages of 23 and 33.
See that patrol on the ground?
After 2 this morning on the 1200 block of North Alden Street in West Philadelphia.
There are a couple of tents that have been erected. So this is something that was planned, not necessarily a so-called pop-up party as has happened in the past.
Police say investigators recovered between 25 to 30 shell casings scattered about half of the block, and at least one of the victims was shot at close range, indicating he was targeted.
It appears that there were multiple shooters. It's unclear at this time how many.
I'm disgusted, frustrated.
Pastor Carl Day has been working for more than a decade to help curb the city's gun violence.
But we need to stop with the barbaric behavior, you know.
Your pastor can't help you. We are in a God-forsaken country and land and earth. And as long as we don't take control, see, God has given you free will to do what you want to do. And you created this environment that your criminals can thrive inside of your neighborhoods, and y'all don't want to do anything, and you expecting some divine power to come down and save you. It's not going to happen.
Oh, and just the ignorance. It's just sheer ignorance. It's a total, you know, just neglect for human life.
Part of Day's mission is changing the culture, especially among young people. He's just one of many activists who are continually working to be part of the solution.
Shout out to that dude, but it ain't going to happen.
It starts with personal accountability.
If you have issues with people, first of all, there's better ways to handle your problems. Don't throw your life away, but also take the lives of other people and impact people.
Day says,
it starts with the parents, sir. And I appreciate people like that for being in the community and working. They actually in the community and working, and they grinding and they hustling and they making sure that, you know, they really trying to reach the people. But to an extent, he's really just a step baby daddy. He's a step crash dummy. He's trying to undo what these kids that are broken in households and all of the environment that they've been subjected to. He's trying to undo it in a couple minutes throughout the day or a couple hours throughout the day. And we got to give this man credit. These men, let me give him a round of applause. These type of men are the pillars of the community, but unfortunately, the culture is the culture, and it's never going to change, big dog. In addition to that, check this out. Now, this was insane. When y'all sent me this, I was like, I'm not really looking at what I'm looking at because this looks like a war zone over in Afghanistan. But check it out. Are y'all watching this?
Gunfire erupts in one Oakland neighborhood, forcing residents to take cover in their homes tonight. Frustration and fear.
It's so weird about it. Sometime I'm at work and my wife, she's calling me. Oh, we just heard the shooting back outside.
Just listen, if you outside and you see something like that,
heightened concern.
If you see something like this pop off in your neighborhood.
Gunfire erupts in one Oakland neighborhood, forcing residents.
If you see something like this pop off in your neighborhood, let the bank take it. Let the bank take it. It's not for you to be there anymore. Listen, I'm all for sticking around and staying in the neighborhoods that y'all helped create some of the worst environments and some of the worst culture that ultimately fostered this type of stuff before. But if you see this type of thing taking over your neighborhoods, when I told y'all that West Oakland and Oakland in general, its entire neighborhoods is being taken over by criminals, and they're not worried about getting caught. They not tripping about it. They don't care where the bullets go. They know that bullets eventually got to hit a target. They got to hit something. Even if you miss the person that you're shooting at, it's going to hit something. It's going to hit a house. It's going to hit a building. It's going to hit a school. It's going to hit a car. It's going to hit something. And so I remember when we was younger and we was staying in Detroit, My mother used to always say, pray against stray bullets, pray against stray bullets, pray against stray bullets. I'm like, what the heck is a stray bullet? Like, why is that relevant? You know what I'm saying? What the heck is a stray, like, why? I mean, I knew what a stray bullet was, but I'm like, why are we praying against stray bullets? Because you can literally be walking down a street or driving in a car or walking to school or going to the corner store or playing basketball. Next thing you know, just laid out and you don't even know why you got hit. So a lot of people get hit by stray bullets all the time, and that's not necessarily something that's being reported. But Connie says most people can't afford. No, yeah, Connie says most people can't afford to live. Go live in your car. You're better off trying to survive in swampland than sitting here in this neighborhood and waiting for somebody to break in your house, get hit by a stray bullet, get carjacked, going out to work in the morning and somebody climbing over your fence and putting a gun in your face and saying, give me everything that you got. You are more likely to be safe doing van life than you are to be subjected to what's being taken over in Oakland inside of these neighborhoods, fam.
To take cover in their homes tonight, frustration and fear.
I'm so weird about it. Sometime I'm at work and my wife, she's calling me. We just heard the shooting back outside.
Heightened concerns as residents in West Oakland say gun violence in their community is escalating. Hello again. I'm Greg Lee.
And I'm Christina Rendon. The shooting is just one of multiple incidents that have been reported in that area since the beginning of the month. KTVU's Amber Lee joining us live tonight in Oakland after talking to residents. Amber.
She looked tired.
Christina, neighbors tell me they're frustrated and upset. They say the violence has been escalating. Well, we got 34
police officers patrolling the whole neighborhood.
One frightening shooting was captured on video. This is video showing
one of three 2K?
Shootings in a West Oakland neighborhood since July 4th. Neighbors tell me this incident took place Wednesday shortly before 12:30.
Now think about this for a minute.
Neighbors tell me this incident took place.
Now look at this. Look at this neighborhood, y'all. You got nice cars on the street. You got a house that got wood on it and stuff like that. That's custom. That's a newer type of house. It looks like a safe neighborhood. It looks like a neighborhood that's well taken care of. So if a realtor then lists the property in that neighborhood and they say, hey, man, we want you to come over and do this open house. And you go over there, oh, my gosh, this is so great. I'm about to put a bid on the house. We're going to get our first house, honey. Or we're going to get our second house. We're moving over to the West Coast. We want better weather. I'm moving out here for my job. And then you move into the house and then at night, you see some stuff like this going on.
West Oakland neighborhood since July 4th.
You see the monsters coming out and they literally are letting go hundreds of shots. What you gonna do? For me, take my down payment. I don't care if I saved up for it for 2 years. I'm not raising my daughter in a war zone. That cannot happen. This is what's happening over in your neighborhoods and in your culture. And I've been beating this horse and talking about this for a long time, but y'all acting like it's something that we should have just ignored.
Neighbors tell me this incident took place Wednesday shortly before 12:30 in the morning.
That's scary. That's real scary. It was like
shortly before 12:30 in the morning.
We were at war, you know, and it don't make sense. You know, it doesn't. And so far as I'm concerned, kids, stop. Just stop. It ain't worth it.
Some residents suspect young people may be responsible for three shootings along 10th Street in a span of 2 weeks. They say the lack of security at the public housing complex in the area may be attracting criminal elements. One property owner asked us not to show his face for fear of retaliation.
We've had over 150 casings found just on the ground. This street used to be a great street. And all of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks, it's turned into a nightmare.
There are no reports of anyone injured, but the barrage of gunfire has left a trail of damage.
Right now, no working.
Salah Al-Badam shows me the four spots where his car has been struck by bullets from the shooting on Wednesday. His brother's car was also hit multiple times. Al-Badam tells me his vehicle is his livelihood. He's a rideshare driver.
I'm so sad, and I'm so mad, so angry after that. I want to move from Oakland.
Neighbors say the most recent shooting took place near Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary.
How come almost every single city that got an MLK elementary school or MLK street is some of the most violent areas and the most violent neighborhoods for you to be able to exist in? That's what's happening over in Oakland. And then last but not least, a food truck blast injures at least five people. Check it out.
Five people again taken to the hospital, two of them in critical condition after that explosion at a coffee shop's food truck.
Eyewitness News reporter Tim Caputo live in Whittier with what we have learned so far this afternoon. Tim.
Michelle, Jory, this food truck here behind me wasn't meant to be a permanent solution, truly just a temporary fix. The brick and mortar coffee shop, actually situated just next door, you see it here behind me, but was temporarily closed down because of an issue with the roof. So they even posted on social media yesterday, say, come see our food truck, which is open this morning. Well, this morning around 9 a.m., there was apparently an explosion inside that food truck, seriously injuring two people and also hurting three others. Now, the Lyft coffee shop was operating out of that food truck as of this morning, and multiple people at the Lyft coffee food truck rushed to the hospital following this morning's explosion of what LA County Fire calls an apparent propane explosion. While there isn't much visible damage to the outside of the truck, the explosion inside was bad enough that two people were rushed to the hospital in critical condition. We even saw three others loaded into ambulances with less seriously injuries, but still bandaged up.
They got
up.
That good insurance.
The exact cause of that explosion still under investigation at this point. Lyft Coffee is truly a staple on busy Greenleaf Avenue in uptown Whittier. People here say it is packed at all hours of the day, morning, afternoon, and into the early evening hours. It closes at 7 at night. The food truck was a temporary fix because the actual coffee shop was recently closed down because the roof fell in at the building, and customers walking by now feel for the staff and owners after this second issue.
Man, that's messed up. And you know what's most messed up about it is that it's almost like Murphy's Law. What can happen will happen. And I feel for the people. So pray for the people that got injured in the food truck. And then also it seemed like the owners is going through it because the roof caved in. Then the food truck blew up. And now you got people injured, and hopefully you won't got people suing a food truck owner because they're already going through it, apparently. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that's your quick hits. Let's get to the core of what we really got going on out here in these streets.